reasons why you won't save your relationship or marriage.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast is the right time. And I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. You know, I've been doing this since 2007. The podcast has been on since 2009. We are the only people bringing you a daily empowerment podcast on a variety of subjects, but, you know, always in relationship to personal empowerment, to manifestation, and to the law of attraction. I want to thank you for subscribing on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio and for all your wonderful comments and letters. It just means a lot to us. We're very excited. Well, that was kind of a negative opening, wasn't it? Why you won't save your relationship or marriage. So I decided to kind of take a counter approach in this podcast and give you some reasons why people will not save their relationship or marriage, why their relationship or their marriage is doomed, okay? It doesn't have to be. By the way, your relationship or marriage, if you're going through a separation right now, if you're going through a divorce, it doesn't have to be doomed. But if you're doing one of these things, or if you're participating in one of these things that I'm going to talk about, you're dooming your marriage or relationship. Well, number one on my list is divine timing. There is a divine timing to literally every aspect of your life. And so when two people break up, usually it's because their vibrations are no longer matching, or one partner or the other is filled with fears, doubts, anxiety, and they're bringing that energy into the relationship. And that's lower vibrational energy. And so it causes a breach and a breakup. Now, there is a window of opportunity to save that marriage. There is a window of opportunity to save the relationship. But the longer you go, now keep in mind, nothing is impossible with the law of attraction. So, I mean, you can be separated for 5 years and be brought back together, and I have seen it. But in general, the window of opportunity is pretty short. It's about a month for every year that you were living together. So if you were living together for, say, 20 years, it's about 20 months or less than 2 years. That's the window of opportunity. Now, the first 90 days, that's what I call the prime window of opportunity. And so, you know, the infinite field of potential, it has the ability to make anything happen. Nothing is outside your boundaries. But there is a window. And once a person starts moving in the direction of another mate, another person, dating, all of that, it doesn't mean it's over, but it means the window is beginning to close. So you need to take advantage of divine timing and the window of opportunity. Bottom line is, the sooner you take action, the better. There is no such thing as let's wait and see kind of action. Action is the name of the game. The sooner you act, the better. Here's the second reason why I think relationships break up and don't get back together. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they break up, but why they don't get back together. And that is, you lack law of attraction skills. You lack the skills to change the vibration, to create that sense of juice, that sense of intimacy, that sense of wonder that existed when the relationship was beginning. It has to exist again. There has to be that sense of, I'm not complete, you know, without you in my life, whether it's as my business partner, my lover, my friend, or whatever it is. So people try to, you know, they call, they blow up the phone, they drunk dial, they send letters, they have sex with their ex, they do all kinds of craziness, and none of it works. It all is in violation to some of the most profound secrets of the law of attraction. Lacking law of attraction skills is the second biggest reason why people never get back together, why they don't save their relationship. Well, the third reason, I believe, is that vibrations no longer match and that you are not doing what is necessary to get those vibrations matching. Look, if the vibrations don't match, I don't care, you know, I don't care what you do or how many times you call or how many times you send letters or emails or photos. If the vibrations don't match, if they don't harmonize between you and your ex, you're not getting back together. There has to be a magnetism. There has to be an integration, like two pieces of fabric being sewn together. A special thread that sews the two of you together, and that's called vibration. And if it doesn't exist, and you don't do anything to change it, it's just not going to. It's going to stay the way it is. And that's another reason why people lose their relationship, why they give up on their relationship, why it's over. The vibrations don't match. You're going different paths. You're on different wavelengths. You have different goals. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. I want to pause for a moment. I just got a phone call. I can't say your name on the podcast. I have to say that there were times I wondered if it was worth the energy that my client was putting out. I mean, her ex was mean-spirited, a lot of negativity. They weren't talking to each other. They were separated. I just got off the phone with her. Rachel's sitting right here, and we were both excited to hear from her because she did some work, some vibrational work that I gave her. They're now talking about getting married. They're setting plans. He's finishing college. He's moved away from some of the negative influences that were a part of his life. And he's treating her with respect and love. They're back together. They're on a vibrational link. And I want to help you, but you've got to take action now. Remember the window of opportunity. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We have tons and tons of referrals. I can't put them all on the website. It would almost be ridiculous. We have video referrals. We're having a couple people call in and do audio referrals. I mean, we get results. You can spend all your time talking to your friends. You can talk to your family. You can go to your local psychic and waste your money. You will remain alone. These people can't help you. The law of attraction and the power of the universe, that can help you save your marriage and save your relationship. But you have to take action. I want you to write me a letter. I want you to claim your 30 minutes. of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. We're going to talk, and I'll tell you what I think we can do and what it's going to take. Now, for some of you, it may take just a little bit of tweaking here or there. For others who have been separated for a long time, gone through fights, adultery, all kinds of craziness, it may take a little bit more work. But guess what? Help is on the way. We can and we will help you. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Let's put the power of the law of attraction to work for you. By the way, send me a letter if it's something that's kind of in a crisis mode, if you've just broken up, if it's painful, if you're going through a lot of torment. I want to get to you first and help you. Don't put this off. You know, it's easy to put things, it'll work out. Yeah. Why not be a co-creator of your reality and create the reality you desire? You can and you will do it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
Another reason that you might not get your relationship back is because you've created too much resistance. I call it energetic resistance. You've created too many barriers, too many obstacles. You know, he's got to jump through this hoop. She's got to roll over and do 20 push-ups here and then say these words. And you've got to remove as many energetic barriers or resistance as possible. And once we start getting rid of that energetic resistance, energy just begins to flow. It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. Well, this is a big one for some people, and that is you don't feel worthy. If you don't feel worthy of the relationship, if you don't feel worthy of the person that you love, then it's going to be very difficult to attract that person back into your life. You, even if you made a mistake, even if you effed up, okay, and you did something bad, you still need to feel worthy about yourself and who you are and what you bring to the relationship. Feeling worthy is absolutely essential. Well, the next one is you don't believe it will happen. You don't believe that the law of attraction will happen. You don't believe that it can happen. You believe your friends. You believe your fears. You believe your doubts. You believe your psychics. And that's why it will fail. But if you take action and you start believing that your best days have yet to be lived, your best days as a couple have yet to be experienced, that your relationship is getting better and better. I don't care if your relationship is on the rocks, it's getting better. Every day, with every breath, absolute certainty. It's so essential. I think the next reason, and this is a big one, is that your intentions aren't clear. Your goals aren't clear. You know, depending on where your relationship is at, determines the kind of goals you have to set. And you'll hear me talk about building bridges out of toothpicks. In other words, you start with where you're at and you build a small bridge and then another and then another. And pretty soon you're no longer using toothpicks, you're using logs. You know, you have to start where you're at with clear, concise intentions. Well, I think the biggest reason that you may not save your relationship is because you're failing to take action and getting the professional coaching that you need. You know, we don't live in a world anymore where everybody does things on their own. We live in a world where we want to maximize and be most effective with everything we say, with everything we think, with everything we do. And we're so wonderful. We're so lucky to have good coaches in business and coaches in relationships and coaches in and exercise and physical fitness and coaches and diet. And picking out a good coach, whether it's a Miracle Mentor, an Alchemy Life Coach, or someone else, but picking out a good coach and getting started. And I'm not talking about a psychologist or a psychic. I'm not talking about a marriage counselor. Most of the people that go to marriage counselors do not save their marriage. Fact, okay? Just fact. So here it is. Here it is. Get a good coach that you can work with that'll help you on an energetic level, because that's one level, and on a practical level, when you should call, when you should not call, when you should take the text and respond to it, when you shouldn't. You know, there's a practical level to the coaching, and then there's the energetic level. You need both. And those people who don't get that kind of help, who don't seek that kind of help, who don't take action on that kind of help, oftentimes don't get the results that they desire. You can save your relationship. You can save your marriage. I have no doubt about it. You know, I've run into very few cases where I said, wow, this is so far gone, I don't think we can do anything about it. I have run into a few where I felt that way, that I was not able to help, but very, very few. Do you love the person? Do you want to be with the person? Here we are. We're counting down to love, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and we're doing these podcasts because at the end of the day, it's not about how much money you made or how many hours you punched in at the office or at work. It's about how deeply you loved. Okay? It's about love. That's what life is about. So fill yourself with love. Fill yourself with energy and optimism and move forward in the direction of your heart. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great, wonderful day filled with passion and love, because you deserve it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.